Welcome to Go Deeper Artists, an extension of Wyndham Art Gallery's podcast channel, part of our Go Deeper program that provides an in-depth look at each of our exhibitions. Today you are listening to an abridged recording of an interview between curator Dr. Megan Evans and Jonathan Toishara about his digital painting, Shades, his debut entry into the Wyndham Art Prize. Jonathan is a local artist who was featured in the gallery's new exhibition last year.
So my name is Jonathan Toishara, and I'm a local artist in Windermere. And I'm currently studying at RMIT University, doing a Bachelor of Design in Digital Media.
Maybe you could just talk a little bit about your work.
So I submitted a digital painting named Shades. And basically the reason I chose to submit this artwork is because when I found the original image on Pinterest, it particularly stood out to me and was like very powerful to me. So I wanted to illustrate and appreciate the demographic of Black women that are not often represented. I believe that this painting is like a beautiful depiction of Black women with different complexions. Basically, my process is like when I paint, I try to find an image that's like eye-grabbing to me and recreate it in the best way I can. That was my motivation for doing this piece.
That's great. So you actually found, was it a photograph that you first saw on Pinterest?
I did a Pinterest search. I literally searched like Black people art, just scrolling for ages, just seeing different images.
How do you actually create the work?
When I was beginning, I used the drawing tablet. I've started drawing on my iPad. I draw on a software called Procreate on the iPad, so I just draw it with the Apple Pen. You can like split screen and then start drawing on a different canvas. So that's how I usually do it.
So what was it that really had you decide that you wanted to be an artist?
I loved art growing up, obviously. And I knew I wanted to be like a creative person in some way. But like, I wouldn't say it was like just one moment or time that like prompted my choice. But like just rather things I'd see on the internet or just seeing like different paintings that inspired me to just want to start doing my own thing.
What was it that took your interest in that image in the first place? Can you say a little bit about different complexions and the importance of representing Black women?
I see like a lot of models, artwork of like Black women, but not particularly like albino Black women as well. So I just thought it'd be cool if I just incorporate that into my own work as well.
Do you have any particular artists who you really like, whose work inspires you or influences you?
So there's a man called Sherry Samba. And he's from Congo as well. He's like a very famous painter from Congo. When I was in Brussels in France, I went to an art museum, like where some of his artwork was showing. And I just thought that was really cool. So he really inspired me a lot as well. He paints. He has different like types of paintings of just like African children. For example, like at like different wells. Basically just, I think it was just African culture in like the 1960s and early 50s, like he's making a painting that's depicting how life was back then, which I thought is just very cool.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. It's really great to hear you talk about your work, and congratulations on being in the Wyndham Art Prize. And I look forward to seeing how your work unfolds in the future.
We hope you enjoy learning more about this work and that you'll tune in for future interviews with some of our other Wyndham Art Prize 2020 finalists.